Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is July 14th, 2018, and it's my son's 25th birthday. Happy birthday, Greg, and quarter of a century old, all to be young again. Today, this is the feast day of St. Kateria. She actually was Native American and born in upstate New York. And she died at only a young age of 24 in 1680. She had a hard life, so she lost both her parents to the disease. And I think it was the plague. And another family adopted her, but they went to appreciate that she was Christian. Her mom was Christian, her original mom, and her original dad was a Mohawk chief. So when at 19 she wanted to be baptized in Christian, she had to flee the area. She walked some 200 miles to Montreal, Canada, where at St. Francis Xavier Mission near Montreal. She was known the Lily of the Mohawks. And 4 years that she was baptized at 20, and she passed away at 24, she did intense praying, and things you could do with just prayer. In a four-year period, St. Benedict XVI, Pope Benedict XVI, canonized her a few years back in 2012. So we ask and pray to St. Kateria for us, those young, where she was 24 and my son just yesterday was 24. So they're about the same age. One became a great saint. The other one we hope will become a great saint. But he's like our prodigy son, so he'll have to come back to the Lord to achieve that. And let's pray for that. And I ask for all of your prayers who are listening to us to pray for my son, Greg, that he'll come back to our Lord Jesus Christ. So, today is very interesting. It's the gospel of how Jesus states, God knows every hair on our body. And we're more important. God, and he knows when a sparrow falls from the sky. Every bird. And yet, we are more important to a flock of birds. And so I would suggest you, if you can read the gospel for today. Also, let's see, it has a very good hymn for today. It's Most Blessed, made him of this land, the sanctifier of our native soul, your witness to your holy faith. Give us new courage in the toll, rejected by your tribe and kin. Your solace was in God alone. O Lily of the Mohawk, pure, help us in this land to atone. O Lord, every tribe and man, great Father over all earth, with Son and the Holy Spirit one, blessed this country of our birth. It's a very appropriate prayer since it is Kateria. And let's talk about, if you can find the Bible reading today, is Matthew 10:24-33. And it states here, in this reading, Jesus said to his disciples, "No disciple is above the teacher, slave is above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he became like his teacher, for the slave that he'll become like the master. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing concealed will not be revealed. No secret will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. When you hear whispered, proclaim it on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without the Father's knowledge. Even all hairs of the head are counted. Do not be afraid that you are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny them, my heavenly Father." This is the gospel of the Lord. It's such true. Those who have listened to my podcast regularly in Block Talk Radio Show, this one podcast I did, it was called The Saints Among Us, and it was about my aunt, Sister Mary Teresa. She was a sister for more than, I believe, 50 or 60 years, for a long time, a whole life she spent dedicated to our Lord. So after she passed, in the many years, it was maybe at least 13 years, where, like all of us, we have troubles, and so I turned to the rosary, and between every Our Father bead, I would ask my aunt to also help me, because I felt at the time, well, 13 years, she was definitely already in heaven. So, as I stated before, I did the rosary first time, and then I was in my house, and my son was a young man, and he was sitting across from me. When I finished it, I felt this capacity of love that I had no knowledge of. And so I gave my son a hug, which I assumed it was just like a father and son hug. But then again, the next day, I did the same thing, but this time it was in my job's parking lot, kind of like hiding so no one could see me pray to rosary. But again, I also prayed after every Our Father bead to my aunt, Sister Mary Teresa. And again, at the end of the rosary, when I left and went back to work, people were coming out of the door, people who I'd never even seen before, who I also prayed his love. So I felt at the time, well, that must have been what heaven was like, where God states, love thy neighbor, even love thy enemy. So heaven is love. And then a few months later, my sister Susie came to visit me, and I told her about this story, and she said, her eyes kind of opened wide. She stated, well, that's kind of funny, because on her funeral, which I wasn't able to attend, it was up in New York City, she had that same feeling. So I knew just then that my aunt, Sister Mary Teresa, had gone to heaven right away. She skipped purgatory. So that's the good news for all of us. And she, as we know, anyone who's had it is a saint. She may not be canonized a saint, but she's still just as much a saint as all the other saints in heaven. Bless her and have her great voice too. One of the things about getting to the story today is like Harry Calvin. Sometime in my life, he gave me this Bible. And it was marked off, and it had a holy card of Mary stationed in it. And I'm not sure when I had got this Bible, even when. So it had to be many, many years. But she passed at least more than 13 years before that. So wait, I have no knowledge of when I actually received this Bible. Because, you know, unfortunately, I was, when she would give me all these items, you know, holy cards and Bible and other pictures, religious items, I would just put it in my drawer. Because, I would go to church on Sunday, but that was it, my knowledge of God. So, when I found this Bible again, I was looking for something else. And the holy card was placed right on where Mary said yes. And that next day, this was a Saturday, that next day, the gospel reading was when Mary said yes. I believe it's from John. So at this kind of, I realized when he talks about the hair on the head, every hair on her head, that's more than just hair. He knows every minute of the day of all our life. So all the decisions we make, good, bad, and different, our Lord knows about it. So keep that in mind. So on the meditation of the day, and I have here this little book I'm reading, it's called Every Hair is Counted. And the Word of God reminds us, Pope Francis said how Christians who suffer through the time of persecution, through time when their worship is prohibited, a pacific sign of what will happen to everyone. However, precisely in the moment of such a need, when the times of pagans are being fulfilled, raise your hand because your redemption is drawing near. Yet we should not be afraid, he said. God asks us for faithfulness and patience. Faithfulness like that of Daniel, who was faithful, we worship him to the end. And patience, for every hair on your head is counted as the Lord has promised. Pope Francis concludes by inviting those who's present to reflect on the general called probation of worship and ask themselves, do I worship God? Do I adore Jesus Christ, the Lord? Or do I have habs and play games with the prince of this world? Worshipping to every end with trust and fidelity is the grace we should ask for. Amen. And the closing hymn for today. Apostle and evangelist were all sent out might to hear the call to follow Christ each day, to serve him without fear, for the light of the sun that brings the noon. They brought us a telling light, revealing every mustard seed, with nothing hid from sight. The Lord grant us ears that we may hear, and eyes that we may see, and a tongue that we may speak the word they spoke and praise your majesty. Amen. And another one just to conclude, Psalms 34. Come, children, hear me, that I may teach you the fear of the Lord, who is the long of life and many days, enjoy his prosperity. Then keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek and serve after peace. The Lord turns his face against the wicked to destroy the remembrance from the earth. The Lord turns his eyes to just and his ears to their appeal. Glory to the Father. Amen. So I hope everyone has a good day and a blessed day. And remember, our Lord knows us, every hair on our head, and every action, good, bad, or indifferent, So that may keep you in thoughts of, wow, maybe I should be doing more good. Amen to that. And God bless you all.